what fascinates me about digital publishing? The power of established platforms like MSN to transform a brand's visibility. Have you ever wondered why some companies seem to appear everywhere while others struggle to get noticed?
Absolutely, and MSN is particularly interesting because you gain visibility across Microsoft's entire ecosystem. We're talking Bing Search, Bing News, Yahoo, and potential exposure through the Edge browser and Windows desktop.
That's a massive reach. What makes MSN such a desirable outlet for branded content?
Well, it's really about credibility and reach. When your content appears on MSN, it's like getting a stamp of approval from one of the tech world's biggest names. But what's really interesting is how this exposure cascades across multiple platforms. You're not just reaching MSN's direct audience. You're potentially connecting with millions of users across different Microsoft touchpoints.
Mm-hmm. I see. But I've heard it's pretty challenging to get content published there. What's the deal with that?
You're right, it is challenging. MSN has some of the strictest content guidelines in the industry. They're looking for very specific things. Your content needs to be newsworthy, neutral in tone, and professionally written. And here's something interesting. They actually require your company name to be in the headline, but it can't sound promotional.
Could you give us an example of what works versus what doesn't?
Sure. Let's say you're a tech company. A headline like ABC Tech Launches AI Platform, Boosting Small Business Productivity by 35%, would work because it includes the company name, the announcement, and measurable impact. However, something like 5 Ways to Improve Your Business or New Product Will Change Everything would get rejected immediately.
That's a helpful distinction. What are some other common pitfalls that brands should watch out for?
3 big ones come to mind. Headlines over 150 characters get automatically rejected. AI-generated content needs to be heavily edited because they can spot generic AI output. And you've got to avoid anything that sounds too salesy or promotional.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to get your content published on major platforms like MSN? Amplifier's next-generation content marketing solution makes it possible. With partnerships across over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier helps companies of all sizes boost their organic traffic and build authority in their niche. Visit the link in the description to learn more about our partially automated omnichannel distribution model.
Thanks for that. Now, going back to our discussion, what specific topics tend to perform well on MSN?
They really favor 3 main categories. First, product launches with measurable industry impact. Second, partnerships and acquisitions that show industry evolution. And third, service expansions that demonstrate clear community benefits. But here's the key. Whatever topic you choose needs to connect to broader industry trends.
Such as?
Things like AI and automation, digital transformation, sustainability initiatives, or data-driven insights. You know what's interesting? Even if you're a local business, you need to show how your news fits into these larger conversations.
That makes a lot of sense. What about the technical side of things? Are there specific requirements there?
Oh yeah, definitely. All embedded media must work properly. Videos mentioned have to be playable directly on MSN, and all links need to be functional. You'd be surprised how many submissions get rejected just because of technical issues like broken embeds or dead links.
I've heard they're particularly strict about formatting too.
Mm-hmm. They want proper paragraph breaks, correct encoding for special characters, and appropriate line breaks. The content needs to be immediately readable and accessible right there on MSN. No making readers click through to see the full article.
You know what I'm curious about? What are some absolute no-goes that'll get you rejected immediately?
The obvious ones are anything related to illegal activities, hate speech, or discriminatory content, but they also won't accept unverified claims, pseudoscience, or private information. And here's something really important. If you're using AI to help create content, it needs to be thoroughly fact-checked and edited. They can spot those typical AI patterns and exaggerations pretty quickly.
That's fascinating. For brands looking to get started with MSN publishing, what would you say is the first step?
I'd say start by really understanding their content requirements and crafting your story to show broader relevance. Connect your news to larger industry trends, focus on measurable impacts, and maintain that professional, neutral tone. And of course, make sure everything is properly formatted and technically sound before submission.
This has been incredibly informative. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, I think the main thing to keep in mind is that MSN publication involves positioning your brand within larger industry conversations beyond just sharing your content. When executed correctly, it can serve as a powerful channel for building both awareness and credibility.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. For our listeners who want to learn more about getting their content published on major platforms like MSN, you can visit amplifier.com. Until next time, keep creating great content.